Will you join me in prayer? Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. In the church calendar, today is Trinity Sunday, when we remember that we worship one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And I imagine the lectionary, the set of texts that have been handed down to us, I imagine they assign this text because all three persons make an appearance. We have peace with God, check, through our Lord Jesus Christ, check, and God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, check. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Now, as you can imagine, countless pages, endless bottles of ink have been devoted to understanding this relationship. Three in one, one but three. Theologians have spent centuries describing Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But Paul, in this pastoral letter to a little house church in the city of Rome, he isn't interested in those kind of descriptions about the nature of God. Paul isn't interested in what God is, but in how. Paul describes to the church in Rome how God acts, what God does. And what God does is give presents, gifts, regalos. God gives us Jesus as a gift. A gift who builds this bridge of grace between us and God. And God also gives us the Holy Spirit, pouring out like a fountain of hope into our lives and the world. And so what it means to be Christians is that we set ourselves down in the midst of this ever-unfolding gift exchange, and then we build lives of gratitude. That life that we build is called church. What God does, it matters a lot for how we live as the church. For instance, if God's primary activity is making rules for us to follow, waiting for us to mess up so God can pounce, then the church starts to look like that. We become a place where people condemn and police each other. And if God's primary activity is unknown to us, then the church, we spend our time trying to guess what God demands of us, trying to say just the right prayer or give just the perfect offering. But what if the Trinity is the God who gives gifts? Last weekend, I was talking to Clara, who taught us the song, at our kids' day at Umstead Park. And she was telling me about something she thinks is special about our church. And she was telling me something about a service that happens when the sun goes to bed and we each light a candle in a circle. She was talking about our Christmas Eve service. I thought, yeah, that's really special. Because if God's primary activity is giving us gifts, then the life of the church is sort of always like Christmas. Us around this Christmas tree together, passing presents and seeing the delight on each other's faces. That's just what the Trinity does. And that's what our lives look like when we draw near to this God. So the story we tell about ourselves, about Raleigh Mennonite, this place, it's a story about a life of shared gifts, one that we don't earn or demand or coerce, but a life that's freely giving and receiving gifts we receive from God. You might have guessed already, but Christina and Andrew are getting married today in worship. Yay. They have asked us to bless them as they join their lives together. And as I've been talking to them about this day over the past few weeks, preparing, they shared with me that they grew in their love for one another as they watched the gifts of this church unfold and invite them in. They told me about the gift this church has been to them, how finding community like RMC is a rare and precious gift, in the same way that finding a life partner is a rare and precious gift. And Andrew and Christina, they've discovered gifts here as others have shown them skills and dispositions they couldn't name themselves. And they've been invited into the service of others to stretch out towards the church in our world, just as we've stretched towards them. Christina is now an expert at operating an industrial dishwasher. I mean, right? Who knew she had it in her? And Andrew is just a fountain of gentleness that extends to our children in godly play. And they've discovered new ways to love one another through the shared gift of this common life. In the portion of this little letter we read today, Paul is moving us from a discussion in the first five chapters about faith into hope. This is the hope part. And Paul is writing to encourage people who are really struggling to find hope during a terrible political crisis. Their government has promised them peace, but it's a peace that can only be achieved through enslavement and war and repression of those who defy its rulers. This is a peace that can only be achieved through subjugation and brutality, and even this facade is starting to wear thin. There are wars and rumors of wars all around them. And instead of looking to the Roman Empire for hope, Paul turns to these frightened, anxious Christians, and he points them to God. Instead of a show of military force, we discover that real hope, the kind that doesn't disappoint, is a God who loves so deeply, so unselfishly, that God gives us the life of God's child to be with us. Instead of brutal repression, God sends us an advocate and a helper and a comforter to knead and shape the common life we live. The situation for the Romans, it may not sound too different than our own situation today. There is fear and despair creeping in at every corner. And I am aware that Christina and Andrew are beginning their married life at this particularly brutal moment in human history. Wars and rumors of war, subjugation, repression, and fear. But here, in this place, life. This life, the story of this church, the story of your life together, it's one formed not by power, not by might, but by love. And this life, a life that gives and receives and gives and receives over and over again, happens here, happens for you because God is like that. Today, Andrew and Christina celebrate their life together and our life together, the life of the Trinity that is an exchange of gifts, a relationship of shared life. And they celebrate with us at the center of a crumbling empire where God is still acting as God always acts to make out of us a people who live by hope. Amen.